So on this Monday, we begin with a very simple question. Carrie Stemley, will you ever think about the power of nature the same way after what you observed over the weekend, Carrie?
Oh, absolutely not. I think we all have our impressions of what these things are like, but until you really get close to it, you just can't get it. You can't grasp it.
Sergeant Jerry Gooden, how about you? Your idea of the power of nature, has it changed?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here's the thing about it. We live in southern Indiana here, and tornadoes are kind of a common thing in the spring for us. But when you see the damage and the amount of damage that this tornado's caused, it's mind-boggling. It just makes you look at it in another light.
It's Indiana State Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden, public information officer for the district, which was hit by one of those huge tornadoes. The town of Henryville, Indiana, was completely obliterated. And Carrie Stemley, who we also spoke with there, is a freelance writer living in Clarksville, Indiana. He was 19 miles away from the devastated town of Henryville and went to visit it. We're talking about that powerful storm system stretching across a dozen states in the Midwest and the South, 80 and 100 tornadoes that ripped up trees and buildings, leveled entire towns, killing a total of 39 people, 21 in Kentucky, 13 in Indiana, 3 in Ohio, 1 each in Alabama and Georgia, 17 million people in the path of the storm system. Here's meteorologist Joe Sullivan at the National Weather Service giving us an idea of what that tornado was like in Henryville.
We've determined it's at least a low-end EF4, which places it in the top 2% of all tornadoes, tornado intensity of all tornadoes that have ever occurred. So it's in that violent category that most tornadoes never come anywhere near.
Carrie Stemley, you came near the devastation in Henryville. What did you see in that town?
Well, you know, they say total devastation. That's a good description. When I was at home Friday and I was beginning to hear the reports, you know, it's hard to grasp what they're talking about. But almost everywhere you look, from the point where the tornado hit the town near the interstate and came straight through down the main drag, went through the school complex, it took it all. And I just couldn't believe that.
Now, you have a family connection in Henryville. Can you talk about that for us? Because that was part of your motivation as a freelance journalist to go to Henryville, which you eventually did and reported on for Time.
Yes, my cousin Bill Maloney and his wife Beth Brown Maloney and their daughter Caitlin have been living up there for 25 years. Caitlin's 17, but they've been up there for 25 years. And so I called around and checked on them Friday and learned from his brother that he was okay, but his house was, in fact, right in the middle of it. Bill works with the volunteer fire department there, so when I went up at first light on Saturday, the first place I went was the fire department. It was a bit of a command station. It's where I saw the trooper who's on the show here, and ran across Bill, who was helping get the firefighters organized for the day. He told me a little bit about what had happened with them. He was at work in Jeffersonville, which is near me in Clarksville, and he hightailed it home, just barely got in the door, was able to grab his wife and daughter, who had just left school a few minutes earlier, and they got in the basement under beanbag chairs when the storm came right over their house. Somehow their roof stayed on all three sides of them. The roofs are off. Their street, Pine Drive, which I guess is a half-mile-long street right above the school, on a just east of the school, which is the path, pretty much decimated.
Wow.
Every house on the street's been, I don't know if any of them will be salvageable, including theirs. You know, they may have had some structural damage, and they're kind of watching that right now.
I would think. Carrie Stemley is a freelance journalist who witnessed the destruction in Henryville, Indiana. State Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden, what are the challenges for the community this morning?
Not along with the tornado damage, we now have about 2 or 3 inches of snow that fell last night on our problem that we have. So one of our main obstacles this morning is going to make sure that we can locate all the power lines and those things that are down. We were actually have stopped the search and rescue mode. We're into a security and a cleanup mode. So this is definitely going to hamper us with the snow. But hopefully later on today, we're going to be able to let all the volunteers come in. I mean, we have had an overwhelming response to people wanting to come in and help. I mean, it's heartwarming to see everybody that's tried to volunteer to come in. And we've actually tried to push those people away right now. And the reason why is because we've had all these electric lines down and we've had all these gas lines down, and it's just too dangerous for anybody to get in there and work.
Have you ever seen, Jerry, Sergeant, have you ever seen this combination of events, the tornado, the destruction that you're talking about, and then, of course, the exposure from the elements of we're still in winter here?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the first time that I'll have to say I've been a state trooper for 20 years. I've lived in southern Indiana all my life. And this is the first time that that I've heard anybody talking about snow and tornadoes in the same breath.
Wow.
And it's very odd.
That's State Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden, who's a public information officer for the district that includes Henryville, Indiana. Kerry Stemley, I want to use your mind and eyes as a bit of a webcam this morning. Can you describe, you said your cousin had lived for more than 20 years in the community of Henryville. I suspect you'd had a habit of visiting your family members down in that town, living about 19 miles away. What was it like, though, to come to the most familiar of neighborhoods and see what you saw?
Well, literally, you can't recognize things. I mean, you have to get your bearings by other landmarks that may or may not be there, for one thing. Henryville is an interesting town because it's always been it's rural in nature, but it's right on the interstate. A lot of people commute to Louisville, and it's grown probably 30% in population because it's just a neat place to live. And so you know these people. People are starting businesses. People are involved in schools. My cousin Caitlin's in band. And then all of a sudden everything is just gone. And they don't know where they're going to have school. They're going to you look around and you can't make any sense of it.
And, in terms of the storm that you observed before you showed up on Saturday morning, did you have any sense of just how powerful this was?
No. Like I said, I had some impressions. You think TV, for all of its power, can't really show you the scale of it and just the comprehensiveness of it, John. Just one after another. I mean, the thing just stayed on the ground and just, I think the lawnmower analogy that the governor used is a great one. It just is ruthless. It's like a drill bit that just locks down and just, amazing.
Kerry Stemley is a freelance writer living in Clarksville, Indiana, 19 miles away from the devastated town of Henryville, which he visited over the weekend. Indiana State Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden is the public information officer for the district, which was hit by that tornado, one of the worst of 80 to 100 tornadoes, ripping up trees and buildings, killing from Kentucky to Indiana to Ohio, Alabama, and Georgia. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Joe.
My pleasure, Joe.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.